سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت الأعراب آمنا، قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم، وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا، إن الله غفور رحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله، أولئك هم الصادقون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, Friday is a very important day in the life of a Muslim. Whatever commitments, job, employment, business we have, if we can make some adjustments in our job, employment, in the business, try to leave a bit early from our workplace, and there are angels sitting at the entrance of the masjid writing the rewards of those that come early. So we come early, we read the sunnat al-mu'akkida, 4 sunnat al-mu'akkida early, and when it's time for the bayan to start, with undivided attention, we can listen from the beginning to end. That people come late to the masjid, the bayan started, now you still got sunnats to read. And then you only listen to half of the bayan, a quarter of the bayan, you may misunderstand the advices that have been given. Anyway, the program is recorded, you can listen to it later also. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. I have recited verses from Para 26, Surah Al-Hujurat. This surah is quite famous, where the verses of backbiting, slander comes. Verses 11, 12, 13. Allah speaks about the harms of mocking at somebody, the harms of backbiting, speaking ill of somebody, slandering people, and what are the consequences of having a loose tongue. We don't think what we speak, we don't think what we send on the social media, etc., whether the incident is true, false. May Allah protect us. Now Allah put it in my heart that I must speak on verse number 14 and 15 of Surah Al-Hujurat. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some people came from the remote villages to accept Islam. They came in the company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they recited the kalima shahada, and they said, we accepted Islam, we got iman. Allah revealed the verse of the Quran, verse number 14, Surah Al-Hujurat. The villagers say, we have faith, iman. say you do not have true iman faith, but rather say we accepted Islam. Because faith iman has not yet entered your hearts. If you sincerely obey all the commands of Allah and all the beautiful sunnah teachings of Rasulullah, then Allah will not reduce your good actions in the least. You'll be rewarded 100%. Verily, Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. When a person recites the kalima shahada, one is, many of us are fortunate, born in Muslim home. When the baby is born, we give azan on the right ear, iqama on the left ear. And then after a few days, we take the child to some pious personality, make tahniq, some simple honey or very soft date. The pious personality sucks the honey or sucks the date and put it in the mouth of that baby and gives the dua that may Allah make the future of this child good, pious. During the golden era of Rasulullah, the Sahaba used to take the baby to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make tahniq. It is sunnah. And Allah accept the dua of the pious personality. The child grows up to be ulama, huffaz, serving the community, teaching Quran and Hadith, full-time ustad, nahifs classes, darulum, etc. Now, as a general, as people grow up, the responsibilities are more. And those that are 15 years and over, whatever are the commands of Allah is faras compulsory, to read faras salon is prescribed time, to fast in the month of Ramzan, to go for Hajj, if you have the wealth and visa is granted. And we must give our zakat 2.5% once in a year, etc. Now some people accept Islam later on in their life, like during the golden era of Rasulullah, some this verse Allah says, some revered Muslims accepted Islam in the company of Rasulullah. And the more moment they recited the kalima shahada, ashadu Allah illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu, wa la ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. We believe in one Allah and our beloved Rasulullah is the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made a claim that we have got iman. Allah said, that is lip service, iqrarun bil lisan wa tasdiqun bil qalb. The ulama has mentioned in Arabic that you testify with your tongue and then you believe sincerely in your heart and with your actions you prove what is in your heart. What is in our heart, it gives messages to the other part of the body. If you have the value of reading the Faras Salah on its prescribed time and mail to Jama'ah, then you will make an effort to read Salatul Jama'ah, especially the Isha and the Fajr Salah. If you have the fear of Allah, that certain haram actions will draw the punishment of Allah, will take people towards Jahannam, then the fear of Allah in your heart must stop you from going towards haram. Listening to music, watching immoral films, going towards venues of haram, going to the cinema, nightclub, discos, venues of alcohol and drugs. These are places that destroys our iman and will draw the anger of Allah. And if a person passes away doing something haram, may Allah protect us from the punishment of the grave, the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah, and the sins will take people towards Jahannam, and the punishment will start in the grave on the day of Qiyamah. Anyway, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. The laws of Tawbah and Istighfar are open till before death. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Repent to Allah sincerely. And there are three conditions for Tawbah and repentance. Is we feel remorse in our heart. We leave that sin and make a sincere intention of not repeating those sins again. So Allah Ta'ala says, in the ulama have written, there's a difference between Islam and Iman, Muslim and Mu'min. To recite the Kalima Shahada with the tongue, to wear a topi, kurta, and that is a sign of a Muslim. And Iman is when in your heart you bring the love and the importance of every command of Allah and every sunnah teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then your actions, وَإِن تُطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ, you obey the commands of Allah and the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some simple sunnah teaching, what we do every day. One is before eating, we wash our hands, sit and eat, read the dua, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillah awalahu wa akhiruhu. Every sip of water we drink, recite Alhamdulillah. After drinking the water, we recite Alhamdulillah allazi saqana azban furatan bi rahmatihi wa lam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bi zunubina. All praises to Allah has given us sweet water to drink and not make it salty because of our sins. Every morsel of food that we eat, recite Alhamdulillah. We don't know the rice is from which country, the meat, the chicken, and the mutton steak. We don't know which abattoir the chicken was slaughtered, or the mutton, the lamb, the goat, the sheep was slaughtered. Which abattoir the cattle, the ox, and the cow was slaughtered, that we have delicious steak and other meat to eat. And say Alhamdulillah. And while we are enjoying this delicious meal, there's so much poverty around us. There's so much poverty and difficulty in war-torn countries and cities. What's happened to our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Syria, Palestine, in India and some other countries where oppressive rulers are destroying the businesses, the homes, and the little food what our brothers and sisters are enjoying. May Allah reward all those welfare organizations that are distributing food, clothing, shelter, warm clothing, etc. to the war-torn countries and the poor and needy in our country and everywhere in the world. Allah will reward them for it. And then the other quality mentioned in the verse here, after bringing Iman, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. The true sincere believers, after bringing Iman on Allah, and they have no doubt in the Iman, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. We believe in Allah, all the angels, the books that were revealed, the Torah, Zabur, Injil. The Quran Sharif is the only last authentic book amongst us. The other books are being changed and abrogated to suit the desires and fancies of the people. But the Quran, Allah has taken the responsibility of protecting it. And Allah have chosen the group of Huffaz of the Quran, the group of Ulama-i Kiram. They are protecting the Quran. May Allah guide us to follow on the footsteps of our pious predecessors. And then they sacrifice in the path of Allah with their own wealth and with their own time. One is every Muslim is making some sacrifice. When we come to the masjid 5 times a day for Salah, we are sacrificing. The ulama that are teaching the afternoon maktab madrasas, the ustaz in the darulum and hifz classes, the time they leave their home and they enter the madrasa, enter the classroom, enter the masjid, they are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those that have some Islamic education, some contact with the ulama or with the pious personalities, they are coming to our masjid and madrasas. And there are so many other cities and countries of the world where people don't have the basic Islamic education of afternoon maktab madrasa. Basic education, how to make wuzu, istinja, how to read our faraz salah, how to obey the commands of Allah. And our jamaat brothers going for 3 days, 40 days, 4 months, with their own money they are traveling Nobody is paying them. They are sacrificing their holidays, sacrificing the holiday pay, and they're going, and they're not going for business or for to tour the city. They are going sincerely to meet Allah, to meet the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how once again, every month, every city and country of the world, there must be a masjid, there must be afternoon madrasa, there must be ulama. We need beautiful imam to recite beautiful Quran. And whoever is sacrificing to keep the name of Allah ta'ala alive, they are in the path of Allah. Al-mujahidu man jahada nafsahu fi ta'atillah. A true mujahid sacrifices to put the name of Allah alive. And al-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu an. A person that migrates, the greatest migration is you control your desires from going towards haram. You take out haram from your life and you put taqwa, piety, good actions in your life, then you'll become the friend of Allah. May Allah grant us all a respectable debt on iman. And these verses of the Quran is for us to read and understand and implement it into our life. And different ages, there's different type of Islamic programs for us to link ourselves and so that we become better Muslims. And most important, at the time of death, we must recite the kalima shahada. And the ulama have written the other sins of the heart. One is when you commit a sin, adultery, zina, music, these are visible sins, it creates a black spot in the heart. And the more black spot comes, then you go more towards haram and you don't desire to read salah, you don't desire to read Quran. And then you become like a hypocrite and then like a kafir, a person that go out of the fold of Islam. And what will put the light in our heart? Taking the tasbih and reciting zikrullah. Recite la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Recite subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Recite astaghfirullah in abundance. Recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Among the treasures of Jannah is recite la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Taking the Quran Sharif and reading. Love the ustaz of our children, the ulama, that khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allama. Those that learn and teach the Quran. And the Jamaat brothers, they're traveling for different towns and create a desire in the people to send the children to the madrasa. It creates awareness in the people to establish a maktab madrasa. And one person cannot do too many things. The qualities and the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have been distributed in the Ummah, and different ulama take up different responsibilities. And those mujahideens that are taking up arms to protect the homes and businesses and our masjid madrasas, and even they are giving their life, that is also great martyrdom, that they have given dignity to the Muslims. And we who live in non-Muslim countries, alhamdulillah, we have freedom to establish our masjid madrasas. We submit our plan to the municipality. But within the law, we are allowed to have a firearm. And if somebody want to cause harm to our masjid madrasas, we can take out our guns and shoot to kill. We don't have to sit like ducks and protect our masjid madrasas, our homes, and our businesses also. Allah must give us the true spirit of iman and protect us from oppressive rulers. And Allah must protect us from robbers and thieves. And may Allah grant us a respectable debt on iman. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the hadith, the piece of flesh in your body, if that is correct, the entire body will function in the correct manner. And that is the heart. We have to have the love of Allah, the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our heart. And what action will make Allah happy? What action will make Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy? That must be in our heart and make an effort to do that good actions. Even if we're going to earn our halal rosy, working in a factory or in a farm or in a shop, your intention is to earn halal rosy, that you're also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But be mindful of our faras salah on its prescribed time. Allah speak about those businessmen. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That there are certain people, the business, commerce or other activities that does not stop them from remembering Allah, the faras salah, on his prescribed time. And among the other sins of the heart is jealousy, pride, hatred. You don't desire good for the next person. If Allah bestowed somebody with something good, good home, good children, good family, good Islamic, you desire some harm come to the next person, that is jealousy. And like how fire consumes wood to ashes, jealousy destroys our good actions. So feel happy for one another. Don't ever be happy at the difficulty and the misery of the next person. And if anybody going through any difficulty, recite, Alhamdulillah allazi afani mimma abtalaka bi wa faddalani ala kaseeri mimman khalaqa tafdeela. All praises to Allah has given me good comfort, good health. From the difficulty what the next person is going through, whether he's tested his health, wealth, or any other test, so it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We all belong to Allah, return to Allah. Allahumma jirni fi musibati wa khlufni khayran min. May Allah reward me in this difficulty and compensate that to something better. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.